devil's advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show on the road again. Bull Falls Radio, my location, Wausau, Wisconsin, WXEO Studios. Broadcasting on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. If you're just hearing us for the first time, or maybe for the first time in a decade, right, Dom? You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're also playing out for the very first time today on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. And you can find us there at 1320 AM and 97.5 FM. And I would point out, and on TuneIn, thanks to our good friend and CEO of Civic Media, we've got a fine guest in the Madison studios. He's Sage Weil. And so, Sage, let's get back to Civic Media. Let me ask you, this radio, there's some new stations. We started the year with two, and then we got the Waukesha station, and we went from an AM and an FM to two AMs and two FMs. Effective today, we're four AMs and four FMs, so we've doubled our growth. Are we done yet? Is this the pinnacle?
We are not done. We're just getting started.
Can you tell us more, Sage? Some of this is public knowledge. Some of this is on the FCC.
So as we buy stations, we start filing with the FCC, and then everybody finds out and starts writing about it. So we have a couple of stations in Richland Center that are on the way.
WRCO AM and WRCO FM, and those
news
are
from the center.
News from the center. That'll be my beloved. And then we're also going to, what's our new format, Sage?
Yeah, it's country music, country and community. Right.
Country and community, starting in Richland Center, the RC, as we like to call it. Sage, we've also made public filing on a purchase in the Fox Valley, Dom's old neck of the woods.
Indeed.
Let's talk about WISS 1100 AM.
Yes. Yep. There's a big AM out of Berlin, I think it is. That's going to cover Oshkosh. It's going to stretch all the way up to Green Bay and almost all the way to Madison in the other direction. And there's a FM translator for that in Oshkosh.
So that's, and the FM is Oshkosh 98.3 FM. Can't wait to get to Oshkosh. Now, we got to wait a couple months, but that will be a Brewer station, which I'm very excited about. Sage, we're suddenly not just in the news talk business, but the news talk sports business. Just in case you're keeping score at home, we've got two Brewers markets, we've got two Badgers markets, and we got a Packers market. We've got minor league baseball, including the 48-12 Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They'll be playing right here on WFHR a little bit after we go off the air today. And we also, for the very first time, I mean, today is the first time sports has ever played on our dial. And come Friday, August 19th, when the high school football season starts, that's going to be a big part of Wausau's lineup. We're hoping to integrate some football in Waukesha and maybe even here in the Wisconsin Rapids Nakusa market. Sage, sports will be a part as well, and especially hometown sports. And, you know, we're all homers here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, everybody has kids. Well, not everybody, but lots of people have kids that, you know, playing high school sports and they want to hear the game. So I feel like it's a good way to bring the community together.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Sage Weil, he is the CEO of Civic Media, joining us. I just want to jump in here, fellas, and just say a couple of things. Curdy, I know you've been passionate and working on this for a very, very, very long time. And Sage, you've stepped up and believe in the vision of getting the word out there, bringing radio back to the local markets. But I want to ask each one of you guys, I mean, what does success look like? I mean, all these acquisitions are happening, and now it's going to have to be operational, right? But as this thing, you know, continues to grow and evolve, how do you guys define success for Civic Media?
I think there are a couple of measures of success. I think one is having a choice on the dial. Right now, if you're going to listen to some news talk content, really all you have is right-wing conservative shows that are giving you a lot of misinformation and a lot of craziness. Or you have NPR, and that's about it. And even NPR is only giving you, you know, news some of the time. And when they do, it's often national news and not local news. I think the real measure is, well, I don't know how you measure it, but the real success for me is when people identify the radio station as a core part of the community where they can come together, where they can hear about issues that are important to them, that are happening, that affect them and their neighbors, where they can find out what the city council is doing in their community, where they can find out how their local sports teams are doing, where they can find out, you know, what the local, whether it's the local farmers market, whether it's, I don't know, whatever it is that is relevant to your immediate community. Feel like the radio is going to be one of the places that, that you can go, particularly in today's day and age when local print newspapers are gone or going away. And there are increasingly, fewer options in order to find, find out what's happening, to you and your neighbors.
Curdy, let me ask.
I was going to ask Sage, does success look like obituaries? Because that's part of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's, you know, I mean, it's the obituaries. It's, who got arrested or who's whatever, whatever's happening in the county jail.
We said we wouldn't bring that up on the radio, Sage.
Now, all right, so like, here's one for you, Curdy. How important do you think it's going to be for, you know, us to go on the road and introduce ourselves to, you know, these new local markets, much like you're doing today? Now, you're in the studio. You're not out in the community today. But do you see that as part of the plan?
Oh, buddy, I'm always on the community. You don't know what I've been doing today. I've been out in a couple of communities. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Dom, you know, we can bring relevance no matter what the event is. Today I'm up here in Wausau. Tomorrow we expect you to join us for the relevance at Hawks Bar. We're going to have a great party, one of our fine sponsors on State Street. Well, come Friday, Dom, I'm going to be at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds. I haven't seen if you're joining me yet or not, but when Donald Trump comes to town, we're going to be there too. So if it's news, I want to be there. And if I can bring focus to what's going on in the third CD race, because suddenly there's a new dynamic and a new map, and there's a contested primary here in the third CD where you can hear me now. So now I get to wade into those races. One other thought, Dom, you ask about success. And part of the formula of success is to compete for ideas and for entertainment, just be damn good radio. If we're not better than the other guys, man, you haven't been listening long enough. We are better. We got to be better. You know what I mean? That is my strong feeling. If we can give you a relatively clear signal or an alternative means, you know, go find us on TuneIn at some of the new stations, Bull Falls Radio, WXEO, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Try out some of our new shows. There is a palette in a menu of all these great hosts. It's not just us. It's not just Crudy spouting his opinions anymore. Now it's a lot of different people, hopefully engaging, entertaining you, you know, getting you interested and engaging you in your own community, because that's where you can make a difference. You know, I can't change the U.S. Senate race, but I can make a difference on Main Street, my hometown, and that's part of it. And ultimately, man, we're in commercial radio. If we're doing entertaining, engaging radio, and somebody stands with us as a commercial sponsor, what we need from the audience is go support that pizza parlor. Go stand with Hawks. Go buy a couple of beers the next time you're on State Street or at any of Hawks' finer neighborhood bars. You know, that's the audience's part. How do you support us? Support the sponsors. And there's some sponsors up here. We'll need their support as well. And final thought, Dom, what does success look like? It looks sexy, like us.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789 if you're hearing us for the first time. There's also the social media feeds. At Devil Radio is the Twitter feed. Our pal Kuchka says, hey, he thinks success equals no Christmas music on Election Day.
Well, we make you that pledge. We'll play very sparse Christmas music, period, and none on Election Day. Either on August 9th or the November election, and we're looking forward to that. Back to you, Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media, our fine guest in studio. Sage, you made a pretty big commitment here, man. This is not a small financial commitment. This is a very substantial financial commitment. What motivates you? I mean, this feels like a pretty all-in sort of an action. I've tried that before, man. It's a little scary. What has convinced you to go all in?
I feel like we're living in trying times. We're seeing the dissolution of many of the core elements that hold our society and our democracy together. And I think it behooves all of us to be serious about doing whatever we can to sort of hold it all together. You know, before I started getting involved in radio, I was a big voting geek, right? I spent 2020, left my old job and worked at Vote America doing mostly writing tools to help people navigate the bureaucracy that is our election system in this country, you know, figuring out how to request an absentee ballot, figuring out how to register to vote in states where the rules are set up deliberately to make it as hard as possible for you to do that. And so I could talk all day about, you know, ranked choice voting and automatic voter registration and gerrymandering and multi-member districts and all the rest of it. But at some point I realized that even if you fixed all of the sort of structural problems that just allow people to express their will at the ballot box, it wouldn't necessarily be sufficient when you have the population consuming completely different diets, as far as what the news is and what they believe, what their view of what reality is and what's happening in the world. If they think that the election was stolen and Democrats are trying to steal it again, then it doesn't matter if you like fix the problems with voting, because they're still going to vote for an autocrat. So I guess it at some point I realized that if I cared about these issues, then I had to actually do something about it. And for me, that meant leaving my previous career writing open source software. It used to feel that free software. I used to think that writing free software, open source software, was, you know, a pretty important thing, which I still believe it is, but it's perhaps not as important as, you know, preserving democracy in this country. And I also, you mentioned I've had a series of successes over the course of my career. I don't take credit for most of them. I think I somehow repeatedly happened to be in the right place at the right time. But at some point I realized along the way that with my third startup and the expansion of my wealth, it had almost no discernible impact on the way that I live my life. I didn't buy more expensive things. I didn't buy a bigger house. It didn't change anything the way that I actually lived my life. All it changed was, you know, a number in my bank account. And once you sort of realize that you actually don't need any more money to like do something like immediate with your family or whatever with your lifestyle, then it becomes much easier to realize that you can leverage that to have, you know, some sort of positive impact on the world. So I'm trying to do that in a way that isn't, you know, completely stupid. I don't want to like completely throw money at the wall and like hope for the best. I'm trying to be smart about it. But I can also afford to be, you know, a lot more aggressive than someone in my situation who has this plan of exactly what they want to do and has to prove it to some investor that needs, you know, a million PowerPoint decks and spreadsheets in order to tell them what at the end of the day is really just a gut instinct that this is going to be something that's going to have an impact and be the right thing to do. So
Sage, my perspective. Do you have a favorite country music artist at this time, and are you working on and researching the country music portfolio and preparing yourself for this ownership responsibility, sir?
I feel like I'm going to have to start listening to a lot more country music. I will say that a fellow I've been talking to who has a couple of country music projects. One is called Western AF, and the other one is Gems on VHS. Their YouTube channels, and I listened to some of those artists and was blown away at how much I enjoyed them. I guess if I had to pick an artist, it would be Johnny Cash, just because I actually know him.
The man in black.
That's country light.
Sage Weil, yeah. The CEO of Civic Media, thank you so much for telling us what motivates you, what motivates this expansion. More to come, folks. More Devil's Advocates live on the road. I am at Bull Falls Radio headquarters, Wausau, Wisconsin.
Thanks, Sage.